Who as Elspeth Michael's little sis, Janet Jackson, the black cat, coming up on 26 past 11. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today, the program that is shamelessly more Ballarat and the program that has a first for you this morning. Let's find out about the launch of Safe Spaces. Joining me from CAFS this morning is the CEO, Wendy Sturgis. Wendy, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Brett. Great to be here.
And Liz Hardiman. Liz, we have to talk about your outfit in just a moment. Liz, you're the LGBTIQA+ community engagement worker and really driving this Safe Spaces program. Liz, welcome to you.
Thanks so much, Brett.
You are the most colourful person ever in the Ballarat Today studio. Tell us why.
Oh, I do try, but this week has particular significance in that it's being Ida Hobbit Day tomorrow, so the International Day for... the International Day of Opposing Discrimination for Trans, Homophobic and Biphobia.
In fact, last time you and I met, Liz, I think you were similarly dressed. You were starring in Mamma Mia.
That was this week, 2 years ago.
Was it
in
really?
May. Yeah, absolutely. Came up in my Facebook feed the other day. We were donning the lycra back then and the high boots. Goodness me, to dance in those shoes.
Do you let Liz wear those boots at work, Wendy?
We do. We ask people to show up with all they've got to show up with.
Good on you. Wendy, what is a safe space?
Well, let me just step back a bit. Safe Spaces is a new government initiative, Victorian Andrews government initiative. It's really recognising that particularly young people who are gender questioning or out as queer and proud and their families, that there's a safe place for them to go and seek support. And we are really grateful that one of those places, one of the safe spaces that will be established shortly, will be here in Ballarat. There's going to be one in Geelong too, but great news for locals here in Ballarat.
And Liz, the services that Safe Spaces will be delivering, can you explain those to us?
I think importantly, as Wendy touched upon, we want young people who identify to feel safe in the community, but that will be heightened by the fact that we'll have a physical space. What we're encouraging young people to do is come in just for a rest, just for a yarn, a chat, but also have some peer support, youth and family practitioner support in the space to make referrals for young people, to provide mental health services and advice and advocacy for young people who have been really, really crying out for a long time and loudly that this is what's needed in Ballarat.
Wendy, you mentioned the state government tipping some cash into the Safe Spaces program. Obviously, they find it super important. Why is it important for CAFS?
Well, it's really important for CAFS and it's really important for the community. Let me just say we are thrilled to be in a partnership with Drummond Street, and they will run the place over in Geelong with Drummond Street, Wellways and CAFS. So it's really important for CAFS because we've been leaders in the diversity inclusion space for a long time now. We've, you know, raised the transgender flag. We've done a lot of really concrete things. We see this as a maturing of our responsibility and of our leadership in the community. So we were delighted to be in the consortium. We were delighted to be part of the successful consortium for the money to be split between these organisations, with Drummond Street being the key lead organisation.
And Liz, when the services are up and running, who will be able to access them?
The funding particularly targets young people between 12 and 25 who are LGBTIQA or questioning or just want to have a conversation, want to be amongst role models or peers. It's also a place where we welcome carers, parents and extended family of the young people to foster conversations. We welcome in particular Ballarat youth, but also any young person that would benefit from the service, that can access the service here in Ballarat, is more than welcome. The doors will be open.
And Liz, the team is about to grow. We're getting some new bodies into CAFS to offer the resources to people who need that
Absolutely.
Assistance.
Absolutely, and to provide a valuable and valid resource. The program considers that we will need three Full-time staff, 2 full-time and 1.8 staff in Ballarat. Identical positions being community engagement position, like myself, there will be my counterpart in Geelong, the peer navigator position and also youth and family practitioner, and then topping off that cohort of team member will be the overarching program manager who will be based both in Ballarat and Geelong.
So Wendy, the safe space doesn't actually physically exist at the moment, so tell us what's next for the project.
Yeah, so there's a real genuine interest in being able to co-design with the queer community here in Ballarat. So we'll be co-designing style of programs. We've talked about the programs being mental health and other supports. So we'll have a co-design component on that. But as far as the space goes, we want to be able to work with community to say, what looks like a safe space for you folk? What is going to be a space that you will want to come to and you'll feel, most importantly, safe entering that space, non-judgmental, and all the things that will come out in consultation. So we're about to go out to consultation. Of course, we want to supply a space that the community wants. We've got to fit within a budget, but you know, we're really committed to, as Drummond Street and Wellways are, we're really committed to this being a collaborative approach with all elements of the queer community, and we've had lots of support to date. I think Liz might want to call that out as well.
Yeah, we really have, and we're not doing this on our own. Ballarat community are so excited about this opportunity to share their knowledge already. Our friends from, you know, existing organisations like the Y, they're already doing amazing things based in their offices but in amongst schools. Ballarat Community Health, Tiny Pride, the City of Ballarat's LGBTIQA Advisory Committee, the wonderful members of them, Speak, who are also local, Headspace, you know, they're already here, they're already doing amazing things. And the beautiful thing about me as a CAFS staff member and someone working in safe spaces is that resource, that rich resource that's already here, getting lots of offers of support and hands up to say, how can we help with this community engagement rollout? For a start, and that will be amping up in the next 1 to 2 weeks. So we ask listeners and anyone in the community who has input into what the safe space might look like, because we need to get that physical venue up and running first, and then again we co-design, we go out for engagement in terms of what the inside of that space looks like. So what do young people consider being a safe environment? What does that mean?
If people want to reach out to you, Liz, to get further details, how do they do that?
They're more than welcome to. Please either call the CAFS main number or email me directly, which is probably the best, which is liz.hardiman@cafs.org.au. Had to think about that for a second, Wendy.
Got it in one. Liz, Wendy from CAFS, great initiative, Safe Spaces. Keep us up to date. Thanks for your time on the show.
Thank you so much. Can't wait.
There's nothing like